This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. There's a buddy of mine who said, I'm not sure if Tom Petty is dead, but I'm dang sure journalism is. Boy, when you watch what's going on in this country that is being echoed all around the world, it is so amazing that we still exist. Leftism is pervasive now. If for nothing else, you as conservatives, we as conservatives, we need to batten down the hatches and say we're taking a stance right now at this time in our lives in order to ensure that whatever time is left of the world is spent in conservatism. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to contact us. Folks, I cannot tell you how crazy the leftists are. If Democrats worked as hard for America as they do torpedoing you, torpedoing the president, there's no question in my mind we could solve all of our problems. Look at any situation we currently have going. By the way, we're not talking about the things we should be talking about. Protecting this country, North Korea, Iran, protecting our monetary system, protecting us from EMP pulse attacks, protecting us from all the other things that are going on around the world as we focus on gun control and all these just nonsensical issues. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all things that the left own. I did a video yesterday, and that video was all about the left saying, you know what, we need to take the guns. They've been talking about silencers, and what if he'd used a silencer? He didn't, but what if he did? And then I even heard an FBI expert talk about the reason why hunters use silencers when hunting deer is the deer won't hear them. These are people that don't understand animals. They certainly don't understand a silencer because it isn't as silent as it sounds, as people make it sound. I mean, it's ridiculous. They don't want to cover real issues. They say that we want to run from the idea of talking gun control in the event of a tragedy. Let me ask you. I asked this question the other day. Do they ever talk gun control when guns prevent tragedy? How many people were prevented from being shot? How many people were prevented from being killed by a gun throughout this country? Let me put it to you a different way. I guarantee you that the day of the shooting in Las Vegas, guns were used to protect more people and save more lives than the number of people who were killed or wounded in Vegas. And it happens every single day. Supposedly, we have over 300 million guns in this country. And we have one fool who, by the way, is a leftist, who takes a weapon, modifies it so he can mow down multiple people. And who is he after? He's after us. Who do you want to blame? You want to blame the gun or do you want to blame that shooter? The very same guy that, or his type is the one who went after Republicans in D.C. and these guys pretend they got amnesia.
Well, Kevin, I don't know. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that leftist lunatic that shot Scalise and tried to kill a bunch of other people. And the only reason why, for the record, that he didn't get to kill all those people is because of a gun.
Oh, well, if he didn't have the gun, there wouldn't be a need for a gun.
Well, you know what? If there weren't criminals, there wouldn't be any need for cops. You telling me you're going to stop criminality? And while we're on the subject of criminality, and we're on the subject of banning things, as I said in my video, why don't we ban young black teenagers? Why don't we just get rid of them? I mean, they are certainly a violent group. Look at Chicago. Vegas lost 59 people got killed in Vegas. I don't know what the murder rate is going to definitely be a lot higher in Vegas this year when they look at the stats. It's going to make Vegas look like a very dangerous city. Okay? And Vegas isn't as dangerous as these numbers are going to portray. But here's what I will tell you. Chicago is a dangerous city. Cleveland is a dangerous city. Baltimore, Detroit. I could go on. These are dangerous cities. People are being killed every day in Chicago. Every single day. And on the weekends, it's almost a sport. So if you're going to look at this, then and it's funny because the liberals are talking, you don't want to talk about gun control. I'm not going to talk about something stupid. You want me to talk about not having the ability to protect myself. Let's not talk about gun control. Let's talk about, Kevin, you shouldn't have the ability to protect yourself. I tell you what, why don't you outlaw the martial arts?
Anyone caught taking the martial arts that can protect themselves, potentially hurting others, you are banned.
I mean, if we're going to go, let's go for it. It cracks me up that we have these specious arguments that there is no debate. You're not taking my gun. You're not taking my weapon. I've got a weapon on me pretty much wherever I go. And I have a weapon because I am a weapon. But I have a weapon on me pretty much wherever I go. You want to bring out your weapon? I promise you, I'm going to have mine. But let's go back to these, what we don't want to talk about. They say we don't want to talk about gun control. I say you don't want to talk about crime. Most of the crime in America is done by leftists. There aren't many Reagan shirts and Bush shirts in jail, but you can find a lot of Obama shirts. There aren't many people. Go to a jail and say, how'd you vote? And find out how they voted. See, conservatism, what used to be the Republican Party, we're law and order. So you think criminals like law and order? Don't misunderstand me. I'm not telling you that conservatives don't commit crimes, but not anywhere close to the numbers that leftists do. It's exponential. It's certainly geometric if it's not exponential. The amount of crime done by leftists. And they say, take away your guns. Well, I say, take away your black teen thugs. Let's take away 6% of the population that commits 53% of the murders. 47% of all violent crime. Let's go ban young black teenagers. When you get to be 10 years old, young black kids, we'll let you live. When you get to be 12 or 13, we got our eye on you. You commit a crime, we kill you. I mean, leftists, they want to ban. They want to get rid of something, get rid of the tool that's doing it. So you get rid of the tool. Do you honestly believe, I'm just asking leftists, do you honestly believe that if you get rid of the tool, the gun, that it's going to stop young blacks from committing crimes? It would be ridiculous to believe that. I can give you statistics on Britain, and I will in a little bit because we're about to run out of time for this segment. Look, folks, why we entertain these people with some of these stupid arguments is ridiculous. What I'd like to see the president and you do is when they bring up illegal immigration, gun control, you just say, look, it ain't going to happen. Shut up. I'm not even going to talk to you about something stupid.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You can also get a hold of us at 844-551-8255. And I want to talk, we got a lot to talk about, gun control and all this other crap that's going on with respect to Las Vegas. Trump was called a racist because of his coverage of, you know, support of Puerto Rico. And of course, he's throwing out paper towels or what it was to the crowd. Donald Trump has some funny tactics. He keeps the left talking. I want to talk a little bit about what the left believes is going to happen in 2018. We got a clip from Pelosi. But I've been wanting to talk about this one story, and it's about a groom who saved a child. And I'm going to let you hear the clip in just a second, but the husband and wife are out there taking wedding photos when the groom springs into action and he sees this child who's effectively drowning, and he pulls him out of the water. So here's the clip.
Clayton and Brittany Cook smile as they look at their wedding pictures, remembering not just the wedding, but what happened moments after the photos were taken.
I look over and I see Clay in the water, and I think, Like, what is he doing?
She didn't know at the time Clayton was saving a life.
It was just like fate almost.
The newlyweds had finished saying their I do's. After the ceremony, their photographer, looking for a better backdrop, brought them over to a river at a local park. It was a hot day and children were playing everywhere.
The couple was taking photos on this bridge when they noticed a child in distress in the water. The groom came running over to these rocks where he pulled the young boy out of the water alive.
His face was underwater and he was fighting, like he was really fighting. Lucky he was only a little guy and I could just get him by the... I grabbed him sort of like right here and I just kind of honestly just sort of hucked him up.
Their photographer, Darren Hatt, captured the whole ordeal.
It was a commendable thing that he did and he sprung into action incredibly quick. Almost as soon as I realized what was going on, he had already saved the day.
That's Clay. Like, that's Clay to me. Like, it doesn't even surprise me that that happened. Just, that's something he would just instinctively do.
The boy didn't say a word after Clayton pulled him out of the water, but two children nearby told the couple they pushed the boy in while they were playing.
He had asked them, we were like, where are your parents?
Eventually, the couple says an older sibling took the boy away. They're grateful today they're not telling a different story.
How different would our, like, everyone's day would have been if we were in the right place at the right time?
Considering that a good sign as they begin their life together.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, and that was a clip from a husband and wife, obviously, taking pictures. Husband sees the kid, springs into action, saves the kid. So there are some takeaways from this story. First, the man performed a selfless act, and that's a good thing. He probably ruined his tux in the process. I mean, it's good to have the story, but I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be, you know, petty here. I'm just saying, this guy jumps in the water in his tux. Is it rented? Is it his? I don't know. But it may be ruined, and he performs a selfless act. What, you know, is it a few hundred dollars? Is it zero? Is it a dry cleaning bill? Whatever. But he did it. He didn't just reach in and try to grab the kid. He jumps in the water, gets his kid out. You can see the video, but that's what he did. There are pictures of him in the water, you know, in the water getting this kid out. And if you're thinking at this point, no good deed goes unpunished, well, there's more to the story. And this brings me to my second point. The child who was saved is a black kid. I couldn't say he's black, but he's a kid of color. And I'm not sure of what persuasion of color. Was he Mexican, Guatemalan, black, whatever? But he's undoubtedly a minority child. So this white man, you guys didn't know he was white. I'm just telling you that now. This white guy, taking his wedding pictures in the park, goes over, looks and goes, holy crap, there's a kid of color drowning. He doesn't go, I'm going to ignore this. I didn't see that. No. He goes in, he springs into action, and he saves a child of color. Which brings me to my next point. Where the heck are the parents? I mean, this is a child playing in the park, and you don't know this except through the video. They tell you that he was playing with other kids, and I'm going to get to that point in just a second. But I'm pretty sure he wasn't completely unsupervised. I don't know whether he had one parent or both parents or whatever, but there are other kids with him. That's how he ended up in the water. So is there a group of kids, or is he just a latchkey? What's the story there? Which brings me to my next point. Friends of the child actually pushed him in the water. Unfortunately for the child, the friends didn't help him get out, or they maybe didn't even want him to get out. I don't know. I suggest this little boy remember this incident as a metaphor for his life. It was two little black kids. They looked like kids of color, but I don't know what color, what persuasion of color. But they're the kids that are with him. And when he gets out of the water, they all scurry away. And they all look like black kids, but I'm being very careful because I don't know. I mean, I'm being honest with you. They look like black kids. So two black kids push another little black kid in the water, do nothing, They don't run for help. Help us. The dude just happens to be, they're panning to take a picture, and he goes, whoa, wait a minute, what's this? White guy goes, saves said kids, ruins his tuxedo, his shoes, and everything else, and his wedding pictures, by the way. And they feel good, as they should. They did their civic duty to get these kids, you know, to safety, did that particular kid to safety. And this brings me to my final point, and what the reporter said about the child, that he didn't even bother to thank the man for saving his life. The kid gets out of the water, and he scurries away. And I couldn't give you a better metaphor for America than this story. You got a white guy who, without any thought, with no intention, with no motive, goes down and he saves a young black kid and gets the kid out of the water. Now, how did the kid get in trouble? From other blacks, his peers. They don't ask for help. They don't call for help. But the guy sees it. He gets some help at his own cost. I mean, there was no real peril. He was, you know, deeper. He was taller than the water was deep. I don't know. Did he know that? I'm not going to try to get in his head in all that respect. But this is a guy that goes down, saves a black kid, not even thinking about it, not thinking about color, just doing the right thing, because that's what America's about, doing the right thing. And he saves the kid. Kid gets out of the water, and he just runs off and doesn't even say thank you. If you want to know why football players take a knee, black football players who believe themselves to be oppressed and they take a knee, I just gave you the metaphor for exactly why it happens. And by the way, I'm going to prove to you that young black people are exactly what I said on TV and everywhere else, which is these people are being trained to be racist and to hate America and anybody that stands up for America. We got to take a short break. We'll be back in just a bit. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Just told a story of a groom who saved a young black child from drowning. And he was taking pictures at the park with his wife after their wedding. He ruins his tux. He saves the black kid. The black kid gets up and runs away. And probably called him a cracker. y'all may chuckle at that, but it's the truth. It's probably true. I don't mean that part, but I'm saying metaphorically, it wasn't a care in the world. Didn't say, hey, thank you, Mr. White Man, for saving my life. Maybe the kid was in shock, right? No harm, no foul. But I know my kids would have thanked him. I know I, as a parent, would have thanked him and the photographer for helping me avoid the shock of burying a child, particularly if I was the negligent party. I didn't see, there was nothing in that story. There wasn't a parent that came back and went, hey, white dude, thank you for saving my child. I don't even think the other kids were admonished. I doubt, here's something I'll tell you, I doubt that those kids went back and even told what happened. They probably just said, he fell in the water. I don't know any of that, but I'm speculating because I can't imagine. I'm at a park, my kids were playing, and the kids, you know, almost drowned. The guy saves them. They run back over to me wet and tell me the story as it happened. And I didn't admonish the friends of my little son and say, why would you push my son in the water? Why would you not go get help? And why would you not let me? I mean, how could you do this? They're like Rick Perry just now. I couldn't come up with something on the third one. but anyway, you get what I'm saying? Because if you told me that, I'm going, show me the man that did this. I'm going to look for him. Now, maybe you guys don't have that kind of, I'm just using connected dot logic here. Were there no parents around? Because that's the only way I don't go thank this man. I watched my grandmother lose her daughter in a routine women's, you know, operation. She went in for a day surgery, and my grandmother go get us from school, go pick my mom up to find out that my mother had died. I'll never forget that look. I was a kid, and I can still remember that look. So if you would avoid me burying one of my kids, hey, sign me up. So I know I'm thanking this guy. Nothing. Anybody think Black Lives Matter or whatever special interest minority group that applies will thank this white man for saving the life of a minority child? Will they celebrate him in any way? We posted a thing. I think this kid's name is Jonathan Smith. We posted a graphic of a young black kid in Vegas who they say saved about 30 lives. And he got shot in the neck, and the bullet may have to stay lodged from where, because of where it's located. A selfless act. Now, Paddock and the Antifa crowd and the leftists and all the people that say, hey, pray that it was only Trump-tards who died, things like this. Or, I don't really care who was killed. They were country music fans. So they were probably all conservatives. Do you think that they would look at little Jonathan, I say little, he's a 30-year-old man, and see what he did? And feel that way? He almost got killed, and he didn't decide, you know what, that's just a bunch of old country white boys. I ain't going to worry about saving them. No, he did what he did what Americans do. Do you think CNN or anybody else is going to run a profile on him to talk about how great this country is and how some young black men are amazing? They don't see color. They see tragedy, and they run towards it. Let me tell you something. I don't know much about what people want to do in terms of helping people, but if I was a guy running a major organization, I'd find a spot for that kid. My organization would hire him in a minute. We just don't have the funds. But that's a guy I want on my payroll. That white dude who saved that kid, that's a guy I want on my payroll. That's a guy who represents America. Jonathan is a guy who represents America, but not what the left wants you to know. And Black Lives Matter isn't going to celebrate him. They're not going to celebrate Jonathan. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson aren't going to celebrate Jonathan. They're certainly not going to celebrate this white boy. You think Barack Obama's going to come and give part of his Nobel Peace Prize money to either of these fellas? National Urban League? Congressional Black Caucus? Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, anybody, they'll all talk about the Vegas tragedy, they'll talk about the guns, they'll talk about all the other things, but they will miss the human element of all of it that makes us American. The number of selfless people who did. You're going to hear the stories. You're going to hear them from conservative outlets for the most part. And the only thing that the left will do, they'll feature, oh, this poor, beautiful white girl, she got killed. Her husband protected her. You'll hear the one or two stories around it. I was in the green room with John Rich, country and western guy, a singer, and John was regaling a story where he says his aunt called him to get tickets to the guy, for the guy and his wife, who the guy ended up shielding his wife and he died. And he said, I think he said that the wife could hear the bullets hitting her husband in the back. But he saved her life. And John feels horrible. He says, I heard him say, I got him tickets to come into the VIP to go through the whole deal. They get into the concert and then, they dead. Says he feels guilt. How could he feel guilt? He didn't do it. Anyway, I want to go back to this guy that saved these kids. This is a man who represents the thousands of stories, folks, that go unheralded every single day as the left offers false narratives of this country. That's who we are. That young black man who saved people in Las Vegas, saving white folks. That's who we are. Barack Obama's always, here's what he'll tell us. I remember when he would say, you don't want to let people enter the border. I mean, that's just not who we are. That's not who we are. He's quick to tell us who we're not. So what are we? You've witnessed what we are. You know what we are. How do you allow them to define what we are or what we not are? I look at these stories and I go, we gotta do a better job of getting the word out about stuff like this. And not only that, those are the heroes. See, Hollywood's going to go run away. Vegas will be done, and they'll be planning their next gala, and they're going to give a bunch of nonsense to people who don't matter. black football players, they're going to run off with their trophy wives and their girlfriends and their whatevers, their boyfriends, and they're going to go get some stupid award that's meaningless, but they're going to feel like it's a big deal. They're going to think they went to war. I heard Tom Brady or something. My guys, we come out on this field and we leave it all behind. And blah, blah. If you leave it all behind, why ain't somebody dead? Because let me tell you, there are guys that go out in this world on our behalf and they leave it all behind. And that means they got a flag. You know, that thing that the Chicago school board member called toilet paper draped over their coffins. They leave it all on the field, Tom Brady. And I like Tom Brady, but I just want to, let's not get it twisted. You know, one day, I hope this kid who got saved by this white man realizes the gravity of what happened. I hope he seeks out the man who saved his life and thanks him for doing what nobody else could have done for him in that moment. And I hope that kid understands the selfless act by a man who didn't look at this kid's skin color, but just his need, and he acted on it. It reminds me of the that theater shooting, you remember, that occurred in was it Colorado? And it was a young black man who shielded a woman and her children as the boyfriend ran out. And he got shot. The kid got shot. And I'm thinking, why don't we have award shows for him? Why don't we have reward shows for the guys who stand on that sideline in the NFL? By the way, I'm not going to help the NFL out. In as much as all these guys overwhelmingly do not support the nonsense of Kaepernick and his peers, there are many of them who say, to heck with them, I'm standing. But when they root it out, then I'll believe it. But here's my point. We still need to honor these men because they're going against the grain. When do we, as a movement, start saying, we're not going to look at award shows that honor people who are multimillionaires playing games. We're going to honor people who do things that showcase the American spirit. How about that? You remember that kid that stood alone? His football team, entire football team, stayed in the locker room while the national anthem was played. And this kid came out. He's the Villanueva of college football. You remember this kid? Or maybe it was high school. No, I think it was college. That's a hero to me. That's a guy we should be showcasing. And we should have award shows featuring these people.
Best Supporting American.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. I talked yesterday about these lying leftists. I talked about Brian Williams making stuff up, Hillary Clinton, people who have built careers online. They thrive on chaos, these leftists do. There's a name for this disorder. Scientists call it leftism. That's the clinical definition. But, you know, the question, and I was talking about this USC professor who went wacky, but the question when I saw that story was, how many wacky professors are there? Wacky professor stories abound, folks. I can tell you this, since I've been doing this since 2009, there's not a month that I can give you a story for every month since 2009 of a wacky professor. Somebody who says God is white, somebody who says God is black, somebody who says God is racist, somebody who says Barack Obama is God, somebody who says Trump is the devil. I could go on the litany of things. They talk about white privilege, they talk about black angst. Not an iota of evidence to back any of their stuff up, and yet they've got PhDs. It's become such a joke when people say, Dr. So-and-so. I'm like, oh, really, doctor? Well, congratulations, doctor. These doctors know nothing. You are smarter than 98% of these academics. And I'm leaving out the guys, the people that are in the STEM programs, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math. Not that they're so smart, because we've seen them do dumb things as well. But from a technology standpoint, you know, it's tough to say, yeah, you're smarter than a mathematician in math. But when it comes to life, and you're talking about politics, there's not a political science professor that I'm not willing to go toe-to-toe with. And they've got all the educational training, they've got the historical background of all this stuff, and I promise you, if you put me in front of them, I will absolutely embarrass them over simple issues. You know, whether we're talking about the impact of global warming on blah, 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 or fossil fuels in general versus green energy, or, you know, crime, by way of race and statistics and all. Man, give me 5 minutes to just gather my thoughts. I don't even need it. I would probably just go give me a Coke and a couple of tacos for the short debate that's going to happen, and it would be done. They call themselves academics. Anyway, and I profiled this lady. And students said the professor was having a mental breakdown at the scene. She shouted to her students, "Take cover! Take cover!" And, you know, and every time I think about how many of these people are clinically insane. I mean, look, we're brushing over this John McCain brain thing. But ask yourself this. McCain, war vet, comes back, you know, and quite frankly, you know, I mean, he had all the things to make his life easy. But he becomes a senator, and he makes promises. And then what's he do? He backfires on him. It's almost like the nutty, you know, I wouldn't say nutty professor, but the nutty old millionaire, old miser. Like, I'll fool him into thinking I'm this, and then I'll change. And because his mind's gone. And people are afraid to touch this. They're like, well, Kevin, you know, he's a war veteran, and he's been struggling with his brain disease. And his brain disease is penalizing us. These teachers, these academics, the bar is so low, it's like they get tenure and that's it. They become crazy, making things up. And I talked about Hillary Clinton, shot down, you know, ooh. You know, and Brian Williams lies through his teeth, ends up back on TV. They're trying to regain his credibility. He's the same dude. Just dishonest. Anyway, Professor Wacko is who this one. You know, these people, we subject our kids to the most vile humans on the planet. College professors, these are people, certifiable, by and large, likely from the years of incest of thought. and we send our kids to them, and we expect them to be good, solid citizens. I've given you guys statistics. I don't know the numbers specifically, but it's an overwhelming number of kids go to college. They're, you know, religious. They go, they believe in church all the time, etc. And they get out of college within a year. They don't even know what the inside of a church looks like. And I'm not just blaming the academics, the whackademics. I'm blaming the college system that says, challenge everything. You know, prove to me there's a God. Well, I would say, prove to me that there's not one. You know, so, but we send our kids to these colleges, and here's what the colleges do. The future of your child is in the hands of multiple people. X number of classes that you're going to take in your collegiate career. And any one of those classes, if you're interested, if you're a student and you want, you know, you're scholarly and you care about your GPA, etc., is about your future. So you send your lovely young lady to school, professor digs her, and then he says, you know, he's an older guy in a position of authority, makes a pass, she starts to waver a bit, and instead of him saying, you know what, I'm your teacher, this is, he's like, yeah, you know, not only that, it'll give you a leg up in class, pardon the pun, and he then invites her to come hang out with him, you know, have sex. This is not what you send your kid to school for. And trust me when I tell you, folks, it's well known within academic circles that that's one of the perks. One of the perks is the young co-eds. It might be your son. And I'm not talking about female teachers necessarily. They're vile human beings. And I think after years of indoctrination, after years of watching their own behaviors, you know what happens? I think they snap. I think something inside of them, oh my gosh, and then they just become crazy. And I give you, I could give you story after story. Here's what I could do. I have it in my system where I could just say, you know, whackademia, and it'll pull up every article I've ever mentioned that. And I promise you, I could do an entire week of shows on crazy academics that we've profiled over the years. Maybe we'll do it as a Christmas show. But it bothers me because this teacher, this USC professor, goes crazy. They won't tell you the name. It's not a minor. This person is not a minor.
No, we cannot reveal the name because it might, you know, impugn the teacher's reputation.
It really? So she can go out, duck students, and create complete havoc on campus. And everybody's like, well, let's not out the teacher. You can bet if that teacher had any conservative leanings or whatever, this teacher would be outed so fast it would be too quick. It'd be quick. It'd be quicker than that explanation of how quick it would be. Tortured explanation, I should say. L.A. Deputy Chief Philip Tingerides said the professor, who was not identified, told her students to lock the door and get on the floor. Then she began yelling, active shooter. The students became fearful and began texting and calling friends, telling them there was an active shooter on campus. Now, I want you to imagine you're a parent. Your kids are texting to let people know we're under fire over here. Given the backdrop of Vegas, given the backdrop of whackademia and what's been happening on these college campuses, yeah, if you're a parent or a concerned person for anybody on these campuses, you have to be, oh my gosh, what's going on? He said, many alerted police who responded to the campus immediately. LAPD officers and officials with the USC Department of Public Safety searched the campus, focusing mainly on Fertitta Hall. The search netted no evidence of a shooting or a shooter, and all clear was subsequently declared. The professor they put into LAPD custody. We're trying to figure out, this is what the guy says, trying to figure out what is our best course of action with her. What do we do? They won't tell your name. You don't know her class. This lady is going to be teaching students. Trust me, within days, they'll go, well, we didn't tell her. She's on her medication now, on her lithium, or whatever it may be. And we're all is good. Because you know what? It's all under control now. Don't feel bad. The next time she does a thing, you know, she sounds the alarm bell or whatever, we'll ignore it. They're not going to fix her. Are you thinking they're going to fix her? No, she's not getting fixed and she's not getting punished. That's not what the left do to each other.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.